Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on this Monday. Checking now in the CME Group numbers from Chicago. Wheat futures there are up 32.5 cents at $6.31.5. The March corn at 466.5 are up 9. May futures at 473.5, a dime higher. July at 478, up 10.5. And December corn at 478.25, 6.75 higher on its last tick. The March futures in the bean pit are up 9 cents at 1423.25. May at 1421.75, up 7.75. July, $13.95.5 in the bean pit, up 10.25. And November beans, $11.74. That's the new crop, up 4.75. Bean meal unchanged at $4.67.90. And bean oil for the day at $42.26, up 74 cents. Live cattle, $144.50, down 47.5 cents in the April. June at $134.55, up 35. March feeders, $170.72.5, 97.5 cents lower. And lean hogs for the day, up $1.85 at $108.70 for 100 pounds. On the phone line with us to take a look at these numbers and what they might mean to the marketplace today, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He serves as their senior grains analyst. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, it's been a busy weekend. Lots of things happening. Snowstorms making their way across our nation and in the Crimea. A standoff between the Russian government and the Ukrainian government. I don't know whether I'd call it a standoff, but at least at this point, there's not a lot happening other than there are troops on the ground.
Yes, front and center through here. It started getting to the marketplace there Friday. I didn't realize the Russians are so upset by not winning the hockey match during the Olympics that they needed to really show their source of strength, even though they did well in the figure skating. But we'll see what develops there. But it is serious. Especially if things kind of escalate from here. You know, who's the judge? We'll sort that. But the main thing is Black Sea area has been typically a huge market place from where it was, 5 to 10 years ago. So it's very critical to keep those exports flowing out of the Black Sea into Europe particularly. When you look at some of the numbers, as much as 16.7 million metric tons of corn comes out of Ukraine, and about 10 million metric tons of wheat comes out of Ukraine. As we look at what's been exported so far, a lot of the wheat's actually been shipped out, and we're seeing that probably the corn would be the next. There's talk that maybe as much as 7 million metric tons of corn needs to come out of the Ukraine yet. So we'll continue to monitor this. But two, with the wheat market, the cold weather, as we see cold weather here, late February, early March, there's ideas that maybe we've done a little bit more freeze damage now versus what we saw there in January, Todd.
Is there much more upside today, you think, in the marketplace because of Ukraine or other information that might make it into the CME group?
Well, we did see some corn sales, 140,000 tons to South Korea, 211,000 tons of corn to Japan. I think that news has been priced into the market, and corn and beans have probably found the upper end of the range for the day. The wheat still has a little bit more fuel to it just yet. Wheat's been heavily short here over time. We've seen the trade buy beans, sell wheat on the spread, buy beans, sell corn on the spread, and I think we're seeing unwinding of that bean-wheat spread. So the emphasis seems to be on the wheat market as we move throughout the day here.
Technically, wheat starting a nice turnaround and began that for late in the month of January. How much more upside do you think there is in this marketplace? Because she bottomed out back then.
A lot of the focus here is mainly should be on the July. Producers seem to have moved most of the old crop per se. July Chicago. If you look at the retracement back up to the 710 level a while back, that puts us about 634. We're above that. That's halfway back up. The next point to look for, 62% of the technicians will watch that number real close. So July wheat futures at 652 would be the next area to look at. Today's high is 42.5. We're at 41 right now. So about another 10 cents up in the July wheat futures would be a benchmark to shoot for here over the next few days.
Mm, And do you suspect producers might want to consider new crop sales if they haven't done something, whether that's in the cash market or at least in paper trade, one of the two?
Well, it'd be kind of hard to do the cash. A lot of guys we talk to are still kind of iffy on what type of wheat they're going to have.
Right.
We get to 6.5, they'll want 7. So it's tough.
It is kind of a scale-traded event. And it just harvest and go across the scale, doesn't it?
Pretty much so. But we would recommend maybe some type of put option strategy, put some type of price floor on you. Then yet to do some type of a small increment because there will be wheat for sale here this late spring, early summer.
How about the corn market? It's got a nice little round bottom in it.
Yeah, we're rapidly approaching some of these head and shoulders upside price targets that we broke out of here. Basically, a lot of the upside objectives with this mid-480 level basis new crop corn. Old crop corn, same thing up around this 475, 480 area were some targets to shoot for in through here. Sold some corn to some countries here. Corn's not moving real fast through here. The thing on the corn market on this Ukraine versus U.S., a lot of that corn out of Ukraine goes to Europe, so there could be some GMO issues if we see this demand move back to the U.S., so that's something to watch longer term. But definitely this is the rally most guys have been waiting for. If you turn back the clock to January 14th, or January 10th, 2014, is sort of doom and gloom back then, and we're basically almost 60, 70 cents off those lows.
And so you're saying now's the time?
I think you do a scale-up selling approach, get caught up to where you want to be. New crop strategies, we're at some areas here where it warrants, raising these price floors or getting some price floors underneath of you.
Beans are less impacted by what happens in Ukraine. They don't. They aren't in that marketplace. But there is a South American crop that people are still worried about.
We saw some estimates come down. The USDA is up close to 90 million metric tons from Brazil. There's private estimates is in this 85 to 87 million metric ton area. Overall, still a huge crop, still a record crop. The key is how fast the beans come out of the southern hemisphere. We're expecting harvest progress being this 40-50% category here in some of the major growing regions there. So as those beans become more readily available, we feel it's going to kind of take the edge off the bean complex. U.S. bean exports are going to remain somewhat strong. But I think the trade is going to be surprised when we start to see bean imports come into the southwest there, and this 30 million bushel bean export number slowly climbs to 40, 50, 60 million bushels.
We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana.
Oh, boy, it's always a huge event. Always enjoying participating in that program, and I'm sure we're going to have some exciting things to take home.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Remember, tomorrow our all-day egg outlook is over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. If you have a ticket, come on over and join us. If not, we've sold those out. We'll not sell any other tickets at this point. So if you've got a ticket, come and join us. The all-day egg outlook over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. I believe the doors open for registration at 7:45 a.m. Central Time. Let's take a look now at what the weather forecast has to say about Urbana-Champaign for the day. Mostly sunny skies, a high of 16 degrees today. Wind chills between 9 below and 1 above. North-northeast winds today at 5 to 9 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, tonight, partly cloudy at a low of 5 degrees. On a northeast wind at 5 miles an hour, that'll be light and variable after midnight. And then tomorrow, sunny skies at a high of 26. A wind chill of 1 to 11 degrees. South winds at 3 to 6. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy and a low of 15. Calm winds becoming easterly at 5 miles an hour after midnight. And on Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, a high of 31. Wednesday evening, cloudy and 18. Thursday, sunny skies and 33 degrees. Partly cloudy on Thursday night and 21. And on Friday, partly sunny with a high of 43 degrees. You, of course, are listening to WILL and willag.org. Find us online at willag.org. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.